special meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors. We will not have the Pledge of Allegiance till the regular board meeting, which will occur in a half an hour. So can I get roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken, and let the record show all members were present.
Fantastic, thank you. This is a time for public comment. If there's anybody that's on the phone or in the room that would like to speak to an item that's not on the agenda, this would be your time to address the Board of Directors. Is there anybody in the room that would like to speak to a non-agendized item? Anybody online that would like to speak to a non-agendized item?
There is someone online, but their hand is not raised.
We'll give you 2 minutes to raise your hand and unmute yourself if it's not agendized. We want to give you 2 minutes. We'll give you 30 seconds. We'll give you 10 seconds. 10, 9. Okay, I'm going to close public comment. I'm going to move to... Wait a minute, I got the wrong thing here. I'm sorry. I'm going to move to item F1.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn it over to staff for a report, please.
Okay. In the September Board of Directors meeting, the directors approved the placement of community holiday tree at the community center. Staff was approached by Rabbi Goldschmidt of Chabad of Delta. His community would like to place a menorah at the community center next to the holiday tree. Last year during the holiday season, the menorah was placed next to the tree at the Discovery Bay Shopping Center. Since the holiday tree has been placed at the community center, they would like the menorah placed next to the holiday tree as it was last year. The menorah is 7 foot tall, 6 feet wide, and is about 100 pounds. If approved, the menorah would be put up by volunteers after the receipt of insurance. The menorah will be taken down the same weekend as the holiday tree on the weekend of January 7th, 2023.
Are there any clarifying questions for staff?
I just have one question. The stability of the... Is this anything that little kids could come up and knock over, or is it...
Okay. So my understanding, when talking with the rabbi, is that there's two ways that it can be secured to the ground. One is they use 400-pound sandbags to hold it in place, and it's tethered to it. And another way is that they put deep stakes into the ground and hold it in that way.
I would invite the rabbi up to the mic and address any questions that staff may have.
Okay. I'm happy to take engineering questions, including urban questions.
You've done this many times before. I know I just saw an article about the one that was placed down in Brentwood, and I imagine you have a way to secure that out of the way so it won't be a tripping hazard, as well as it's held in place with the weather we can have out here sometimes.
Right. So, Dina, as I explained there earlier, we have two ways to do it. Of course, we prefer the second way. One way is that there's a base over there that's held on by sandbags, which is equivalent to 200 pounds, and it's covered with turf, with fake grass. So you can see where you're going, and even if you walk on it, there's just a little bit of a mound. The other way is to have my guys come out here, they say it'll take 10 to 15 minutes, they pound in a basin to the ground, which is that's as simple as that, is pounding a pipe into the ground, and the mirror slides straight into the ground. So kid has to be pretty strong to pull it out of there. Obviously, in my view, that would be more secure, probably look neater as well. But both options are on the table as long as we get permission and we get the guys out there.
My only, the second installation process sounds better to me also.
Absolutely.
But I would just ask that if the board moves forward with this proposal, that you could be coordinated with our landscape department to make sure that we're not affecting any sort of landscape pipes or broken sprinkler pipes or irrigation pipes that might be in the area. So I would just ask that be coordinated with our staff. Any other questions from the board?
Nope.
Okay, sir, I think that would cover all clarifying questions. I'd like to go to the public now and find out. You can sit down, sir.
Ask that both should be possibly cleared, just in case we can't get the right people to bound them.
Good point. Thank you, sir. Okay, with that, I would go to public comment. Is there anybody that would like to comment publicly on the placement of a menorah next to the holiday tree on the community center property?
There's no one online.
They hang up. Okay, anybody in the room that would like to comment on that agenda item? Yes, ma'am.
I think it's an excellent idea.
Why don't you come on up to the microphone and say that?
Just, want me to say it louder?
No, just we like to do it that way because it's recorded and then we can... You can identify yourself or not identify yourself, but we'd love to hear your comments.
Yes, I think it's an excellent idea.
Okay.
I think we should recognize the diversity in Discovery Bay.
Are you
appreciate your comments. Okay, any other public comment? Hearing none, I will close public comment and bring it back to the board for comments. I imagine that we all kind of feel that way, but I won't want to speak for the board. Is there anybody want to make any statements? If not, I do. I agree with the lady, and I think that we should be honoring all beliefs and faith beliefs, and in the free country that we live in, that we pay that respect and that opportunity. And I personally would be in favor of approving the menorah.
So we need to make a motion. I'll make a motion to approve the menorah being placed next to the community holiday. Oh, staff recommendations. Yes. I'm really bad at making motions.
I'll second what she said because I'm not good at it either.
Okay, so staff recommendation for clarification is to approve the menorah to be placed preferably in the more stable opportunity, but leaving that option open to whether or not the ground's proper for it and that type of thing. But we'll leave that in the hands of the rabbi and his team, because they do this and they've done it in several other locations, and we believe that they will secure that. So that was a kind of a convoluted motion, but does that work for everybody?
Yeah.
Legal. Yeah, so staff recommendation also has a second element to it, and it's element two of the recommended actions. So just so
which is
that the board directs staff to prepare a policy for all displays at the community center, and until such policy is adopted, that the board authorizes the town general manager upon advice of legal counsel to consider and approve any applications for public displays.
Can we take it as two separate motions?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's vote on the first motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Would anybody like to make a recommendation, or make a motion to accept staff's second recommendation, which Andy just read?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's second recommendation.
But just to clarify, though, is that recommendation just to investigate coming up with a policy, or are we recommending a policy? I'm not sure what the second portion.
So the second element is to give staff direction to come up with a policy and bring back at a future meeting. But in the meantime, until that policy has been accepted and adopted by the board, that any future applications that we're going to receive in between now and the time the policy is adopted, that it's left to the town's general manager on the advice of legal.
Before we move forward with the motion, I'd like to ask if there's any public comment on that motion.
We don't have a second. So we have a motion without a second.
I know. But so what, should I have gotten a public comment before the motion?
You can get a public comment after the motion.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get a second.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. Now, a little out of order, I would like to ask if there's any public comment on that portion, on that motion with regards to policy and responsibility. Okay, hearing none, I'll bring it back to the board for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. With that, I believe that fulfills the purpose of this special meeting, and I would adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone.